vacated that, and I would like an accountable approval, and then swearing in and just approve. David, Armbrist, please.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the report appointment of David Armbrist, a Ward 3 Alderman, again.
I second.
I know we already.
Please say, I think it was, Michael. Okay. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Rainville.
Yes.
Mrs. Ross.
Yes.
Mr. Prater.
Yes.
Mr. Ruskin.
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson.
Yes.
Mrs. Horn.
Yes.
Mrs. Coops.
Yes.
Mr. Busby.
Yes.
Mr. Crane.
Yes.
I think this means we're back on the cookie list, right?
Alderman Armbrist, please, if you please, just come forward. This is here, just a little.
He's not thinking of the cookie at all, that's right.
I'm on the top, but I'm in.
Would you like me to swear?
Yes, I would.
You raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, David Ray Armbrust.
Having been appointed.
Having been appointed to the office of Alderman, Ward 3.
To the office of Alderman, Ward 3. In the city of Lincoln and state of Illinois.
City of Lincoln and state of Illinois.
In the county of Logan.
In the county of Logan.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
February 27, Alderman Prater.
Yes, look, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular House meeting minutes of February 20, 2007. Second motion.
A motion made by Alderman Prater, seconded by Alderman Crane. Is there any discussion on the minutes? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4A, and presentation of petition. We have petition for tree issues at 329 Decatur Street, submitted by Dennis Cooley. Alderman Ross.
This is pretty different, yes, it is, so we do not need to read it again. So I move the petition by Dennis Cooley for the tree removal at 329 Decatur Street.
Approved or denied?
Approved.
Second.
By Alderman Ross, seconded by Alderman Anderson.
This was discussed in session with Tracy Jackson, the street superintendent, and he agreed that this tree should be removed. Therefore, that's why I voted, I moved to approve it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Moving down to presentation communications, we have a letter from Inside Communications.
Dear Mayor Davis, I would like to inform you that on May 1st, 2007, Inside will make the following change to our channel lineup. Tune Disney Channel 317 in our digital standard package will move to Channel 41 in our classic package. The price of our classic package will not change this time. Customers will receive a notice of their bill. As always, please feel free to contact me should you have any questions concerning cable television services. Sincerely, Libby Stein, Director, District Director of Community and Government Affairs, State of Illinois.
Thank you. And under item B, we have a couple different items that came up we want to discuss. Item B was the LDC issue that was in the courier regarding Illinois Representative Bill Mitchell. And I did want to pass, I did pass out a memo to you letting you know that it come from Congressman Hood's office, that we had a meeting on December 21st in his office. Mr. Mitchell was not there at that meeting. So if he would have come to that meeting, he would have learned that we, what we were going to do out there at Lincoln State. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, he wasn't invited.
He was invited, on your memo, you can see he did get invited. Item C that we came up with is the snowbird issue of, other street alley, we probably ought to discuss. Snowbirds on the streets and alleys real quick.
I think I have a referred job associated.
Okay.
Preparing a flag for 2 weeks now.
Okay, well, you can get your feet wet if you'd like to. What I wanted to mention is, during all this snow that we had going on, I wanted to ask the street superintendent to go back and pull his, since we're under contract with our street department members, to pull them, find out, or caucus them, and find out how they felt about coming in to be a part-time snow bird removal at a time when you, you know, need 24-hour work done, I guess. Anyway, I'll, if you don't mind, can you ask our street clerk for me to get his comment on that? We kind of need to let the community know how we feel about this issue.
After discussing it with the men, there's 8 men that are in a bargaining unit. One of them was for it, 7 were totally against it. Their feelings are that they know legally they can drive 16 hours, snowbirds want to go and drive 8. They didn't want to tear up the equipment. And their feelings were that if we were to hire snowbirds, that the 3 men that were down right now would never get replaced. That's their feelings on it.
Okay. We just want to clarify that with the community. It wasn't something that, you know, we'll continue to work on that. Hopefully, we will not have another big snow for a long, long time. Okay. I did want to run back here to Alderman Armbrust will be taking, replacing all of Alderman Whitaker, former Alderman Whitaker's committee. So just wanted to let you know that. So thank you for the week that you took over on some things, and we're going to be moving in. So as we do some passing around, here's the revised. Yeah, Alderman Armbrust will be chairman, and I might as well tell you again. Alderman Armbrust will be chairman of the Street and Alleys Committee. He will be vice chair on the Fire, Water, and Energy Committee. He will be a member of the Grounds, Buildings, and Local Improvements Committee, the Finance, Policy, and Procedures Committee, and the Police Committee. He'll also serve as looking for Lincoln liaison from the City Council. I will pass this around.
Alderman Sims, could you do me a favor? Dylan Dalpaz from the hospital asked me today who we should contact in the Street and Alley Department about the hospital project, and I told him to make contact with you. So if I don't get to him first and he calls you, you can tell him that Dave is the one he needs to call.
I'm glad to do that. Thank you, Mr. Bates. Okay.
Yeah,
you can.
Down there, as far as representative, shouldn't that be Main Street Lincoln's program?
It probably should be, but we always would call it Lincoln's Lincoln. So,
okay, well, you've got 2 of them.
Okay, Main Street Board and Lincoln's
Lincoln. Okay.
Okay, now the next item is we want to talk about some of the things our state attorney has mentioned, and just to rebuttal that for our response to what the Lincoln Courier has submitted.
I've been with the Lincoln Police Department for 25 years now, and I'll tell you that I don't know everything, and I don't claim to know everything, but one thing I've learned over the years, a long time ago, that everyone has an opinion. Not all opinions are correct. Everyone sees, hears, and reads things differently and forms their own opinion of how things should be handled. Our great land allows us to form these opinions and voice them, whether they are correct or incorrect. Unfortunately, incorrect opinions and rumors hurt those that opinions and rumors are made about, sometimes through mistrust. Rumors and opinions can be the downfall of a lot of people. The Lincoln Police Department is part of the justice system and tries to assist in helping the system to the best of the officer's ability. I hope that the community does not mistrust officers of the Lincoln Police Department. Please understand that we are part of this system and try to do our part of the process. Peace officers across the country make split-second decisions and have to live with the decisions they have made, whether they are correct or not. These split-second decisions are then reviewed over and over by the officers and the court systems. Officers across the country constantly learn from their mistakes, just like everyone else learns during their life from their mistakes. We are all human beings. I would be wrong to say in saying that every incident a peace officer handles can be handled one way. Each incident is different, and there's usually more than one way it can be handled. There are several different options to each incident, and several different conclusions can be made. With ongoing in-service training for officers, we try to better ourselves with the community to serve. Laws change, and laws are constantly added. And officers, as part of their duties, try to stay up with the changes. Officers of the Lincoln Police Department try to serve this community to the best of their training and ability. The Lincoln Police Department does have good officers, and they put in a lot of time and effort into their jobs.
Thank you, Mayor. I think the time has come where I need to make some comments on behalf of the council and the mayor to clarify some of the things and some of the time frames with respect to some of the allegations that have been made. There's been considerable publicity according to the memorandum the state's attorney, Timothy J. Hewitt, has by the local press, particularly the Courier. In particular, the Courier would have everyone believe that the mayor and the council have ignored that memorandum and attempted to hide the issues presented by it. This, in my opinion, is not accurate. Mr. Hewitt met with me and provided me a copy of his memorandum on May the 24th, 2006, immediately after which I gave the mayor a copy of that memorandum the same day. After having had an opportunity to review the memorandum, I made contact with the mayor. The second meeting was held between Mayor Davis, Mr. Hewitt, and myself on May the 31st of 2006. During that meeting, the three of us discussed the concerns Mr. Hewitt had with several situations, as well as concerns he had with respect to the procedures of the Lincoln Police Department. The allegations that Mr. Hewitt set forth in his memorandum were taken very seriously by not only myself, but Mayor Davis. After Mayor Davis had an opportunity to review in detail the memorandum that was submitted, a meeting was held between myself, the mayor, and the City of Lincoln Chief of Police, Robert Rollins, which meeting was held on June the 6th of 2006. Several subsequent meetings were held between myself, Mayor Davis, and the chief, or with Mayor Davis and the chief, to continue to address and, where necessary, to rectify the matters about which Mr. Hewitt was concerned. During the initial meetings with the Chief of Police, there were specific guidelines established for addressing some of Mr. Hewitt's concerns. These included directions from Mayor Davis as follows. The Chief or the Assistant Chief would review all police reports prepared by the City of Lincoln. After reviewing all reports, the Chief or the Assistant Chief should meet with the reporting officer to discuss any deficiencies or the need for follow-up investigation. The chief or the assistant chief should be the point of contact with the state's attorney's office. If the state's attorney's office requested follow-up or more information, the chief or the assistant chief would monitor the situation to make sure certain that it gets done, including necessary interviews, gathering evidence, and follow-up. A comprehensive schedule of training and review was established in order to address issues of proper use of force, exigent circumstances, and the rules pertaining thereto, proper investigative procedures, as well as sensitivity and prejudice training. The Chief of Police was specifically directed to review all police reports, and where he found there had been deficiencies or failure to follow proper procedures, disciplinary actions were to be instituted. The mayor, myself, and the chief also discussed the point that the police department should be exercising its full rights under the Fraternal Order of Police Collective Bargaining Agreement and undertaking any drug testing permitted under the terms and provisions of that agreement. Finally, during the series of meetings with the chief, specific directions were made for he and the assistant chief to improve relations with the state's attorney's office and monitor the follow-ups. These processes that were set in motion by Mayor Davis were monitored on a regular basis between Mayor Davis and the Chief of Police to make certain that guidelines established in that series of meetings held with the Chief, the Mayor, and myself were being followed, and additional training to address the concerns of Mr. Hewitt were being scheduled and pursued. During the course of the ensuing weeks, Mr. Hewitt continued to express concern to me with respect to certain processes, procedures, and investigations of the Lincoln Police Department. For that reason, and as a result of the meeting between myself and Mayor Davis, it was determined an appropriate course of action would be to seek the assistance of an outside, impartial, independent agency possessing the necessary expertise in police procedures and policies to review the Lincoln Police Department in order to determine what deficiencies may exist and the steps necessary to correct any deficiencies. I think it's important for the council, the press, and the public to understand that Mayor Davis, as with most communities, is a lay mayor and cannot possibly be expected to have the expertise to properly individually evaluate proper police procedures, investigating, and reporting. Neither she nor myself, as the attorney for the city, are well-versed in the correct police procedures. For that reason, it was determined that an independent, unbiased outside agency would be best suited to evaluate the alleged deficiencies. During the ensuing weeks, Mayor Davis diligently investigated and attempted to locate an agency, individual, or an organization that does possess the necessary expertise to undertake this task. There were considerable difficulties encountered by Mayor Davis in her attempt to locate someone possessing this expertise. She spoke to numerous agencies, individuals, and entities in attempting to locate someone who would be willing to undertake the task of evaluating the processes and procedures of the Lincoln Police Department. Contact was made with the state police, conversations were held with Sheriff Nichols, many other individuals that she believed may possess the necessary expertise or they may be able to guide her to an entity or person that did have the necessary expertise. She was advised repeatedly that the organization or individual she was speaking with did not undertake projects as she was requesting. Ultimately, however, the mayor was able to meet with and interview Mr. Stuart Erlenbush, a retired Illinois State Police Commander. Mr. Erlenbush advised the mayor that he felt he did possess the necessary expertise to conduct an audit of the Lincoln Police Department to include the procedures, training, and policies. Mayor Davis was convinced that it was for that reason that the mayor then sought the and received the approval of this city council to hire Mr. Erlenbush as a consultant to immediately begin a thorough and complete review of the police department from top to bottom, including their procedures, policies, and relations with the state attorney's office in Logan County. The fee for his services is being paid from the drug forfeiture fund and not the general fund of the city of Lincoln, a move that was endorsed and approved by not only myself but Mr. Hewitt. It was the belief of Mayor Davis and myself that the mayor was taking and continues to take appropriate steps to investigate the allegations made in the memorandum from Mr. Hewitt. It was the belief of both the mayor and myself that Mr. Hewitt was in agreement that a consultant, such as the one the mayor retained, would be beneficial to evaluate the procedures of the Lincoln Police Department and offer guidance as to the correction of any deficiencies. Unfortunately, through miscommunication, neither the mayor nor myself apparently made Mr. Hewitt aware that the mayor had in fact hired a consultant. And this lack of information ultimately led Mr. Hewitt to release the memorandum to the Lincoln Courier. And recently speaking with Mr. Hewitt, he has indicated to me he does believe the consultant would be beneficial to the city in addressing his concerns. I am told that Mr. Erlenbush met with Mr. Hewitt on December the 29th, 2006, spoke to him again on December 31 at a social luncheon, and then met with Mr. Hewitt and his assistants for approximately 3.5 hours on January the 31st of 2007. It is my belief and the belief of the mayor that the actions she has taken in response to Mr. Hewitt's memorandum have been diligent on her part and directed towards investigating the deficiencies which she has alleged. Ultimately, the court has reported Mr. Erlenbush. It is the position of the mayor and the city that these deficiencies, if any, he finds, will be addressed and proper actions will be taken. It's interesting to me to note that the courier now believes these matters present a serious and imminent threat to the citizens of the community of Lincoln, as they have so written. I can assure you that the mayor and myself have taken these matters very seriously since they have been brought to our attention. The mayor and myself are using our best judgment, having attempted to find a method to address them and employing an individual with the necessary expertise to conduct a thorough review. It seems very ironic to me, Courier, editor Jeff Nelson in particular, feels as though the mayor and myself have been withholding this information from the public. This is simply not the case. I am, however, curious as to why Mr. Nelson now feels this is such an urgent matter and sees fit to accuse the mayor of hiding these issues. when in fact the courier has been in possession of Mr. Hewitt's memorandum since December 12, 2006. Mr. Nelson does not hesitate to accuse the mayor of sitting on this matter, and I am curious as to why he felt was appropriate to sit on the memorandum for over 2 months. Perhaps the reason is Mr. Hewitt knew, subsequent to the time he released the memorandum, the city had hired a consultant, was pursuing an internal audit. Mr. Nelson, using his editorial podium, believed one believed he has all the answers to these difficult matters. The mayor has and continues to get the input of qualified individuals in an attempt to address the concerns set forth by Mr. Hewitt. She will continue to do so, and the city will respond accordingly. The Lincoln Police Department has many fine, dedicated, and hardworking officers. They, like myself and everyone else, are not perfect. If there are deficiencies in the processes, and procedures, and investigations, those matters will be addressed and corrected. It is important that the Lincoln Police Department have a good working relationship with the state's attorney's office, which relationship has deteriorated over the last few months. The confidence of each agency and the other will be restored, and the audit currently being conducted by Mr. Erlenbush will go a long way towards doing that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So my statement is kind of repetitive of what the city attorney has, but I'll try to kind of skip over that part when we get to it. Bear with me. I've had a couple weeks to write this. I've given my statement to the Lincoln Courier newspaper regarding the memorandum received from Logan County State's Attorney Timothy J. Hewitt. And I'm focusing on the Lincoln Police Department as I have been doing from the very receipt of this memorandum. From the receipt of Tim Hewitt's memorandum, Mayor Davis has taken numerous steps to try to identify someone with a comprehensive law enforcement background to take an unbiased look at the Lincoln Police Department. After numerous contacts, the mayor decided to hire the present consultant with the approval of the Lincoln City Council. The consultant will provide a final report with specific recommendations. If it is found mistakes were made, those mistakes will be addressed. Every allegation put forth by Mr. Hewitt will be addressed by this office in a professional manner. The memo was sent only to City Attorney Bill Bates and Mayor Davis. And I received my copy of the memorandum from State Attorney Tim Hewitt on May 24, 2006 at 10:30 a.m. Mr. Bates, Mr. Hewitt, and I met in Mr. Bates' office on May 31st to discuss this memorandum and Mr. Hewitt's allegations for remedies for the Lincoln Police Department. Bill Bates and Mayor Davis on at least two additional occasions discussed the memorandum in general and the allegations made by state attorneys. On June 6, 2006, Bill Bates and Beth Davis met with the chief, Robert Rollins, of the Lincoln Police Department, and gave him a copy of the 8-page memorandum from state attorney Tim Hewitt, and immediately outlined the gravity of the allegations and instructed Chief Rollins to post haste, investigate, and determine whether or not the state attorney's allegations were legitimate, knowing the state's attorney's allegations were only his opinion. After that meeting, Mayor Davis immediately contacted Logan County Sheriff Steve Nichols on June 6th and law enforcement agencies, including several sworn officers, commanders of Illinois State Police, Illinois Secretary of State's Criminal Investigations Office, Illinois Sheriff's Association in Springfield, Illinois Police Chiefs Association in Springfield, former director of the Illinois Secretary of State's Office, and retired Illinois State Police Lieutenants and Master Sergeants for their advice, as well as interviewed various candidates for the consultant position. Mayor Davis was repeatedly told the Illinois State Police and other law enforcement agencies could not step in and do an investigation until it was determined policy and procedures were alleged violated or civil rights were jeopardized. And the mayor had to find an unbiased, unopinionated expert to conduct the audit. In other words, Mayor Davis kept running into a brick wall with her search. Sorry to talk about the third person. Mayor Davis simultaneously and frequently during this time met with Police Chief Rollins for his input and findings for corrective action where warranted at the Lincoln Police Department. The mayor also worked with the Lincoln City Clerk, Melanie Riggs, in examining various police department funds in order to find a way to fund consultants' fees this fiscal year rather than waiting until May 1st, 2007 when the new budget and adequate funding would be made available.
It was determined there was adequate funding for the initial, possibly final $10,000 cap required for the training consultant to complete his audit of the police department and staff. During this time, Mayor Davis met continuously with Bill Bates, Chief Ross, and spoke with Tim Hewitt on the telephone regarding the allegations. Bill Bates routinely met with Tim Hewitt as well as talked with him on the telephone and to give him an update of how things were moving and the progress in confirming Tim's allegations, as well as what remedies the Lincoln Police Department was taking in improving its officers' training. On Tuesday, November 28, 2006, City Attorney Bill Bates, 8 Lincoln City Council Alderman and Mayor Davis entered into executive session to discuss Tim Hewitt's memorandum. Mayor Davis showed the 8th Alderman it was remembered and clarified back on February 27, 2007, that Alderman Kathy Horn and Alderman Earl Prather were both absent from that particular executive session meeting. They both were being unable on vacation. My copy of my memorandum was shown, but the copies were not made available to Alderman at that time due to the unsubstantiated validity of the state's attorney's allegations of its highly inflammatory content. As of November 28, those 8 Aldermen knew the memorandum existed. The city council moved out of executive session, opened the council chamber doors for anyone who was not present in the executive session to return to the workshop meeting. And the item was placed on the following Monday, December 4, 2006, regular city council meeting agenda to vote on and into a contractual agreement with the training consultant for the Lincoln Police Department with a cap of $10,000 and non-taxpayer drug forfeiture monies were to be used to pay for the consultant services. This contract was a no-bid contract since it pertained to professional and artistic work. It was $10,000 or less, and because of its sensitive nature, involving innocent minors, citizens, ongoing cases, and City of Lincoln police officers and staff, named in the 8-page memorandum. Lincoln City Council voted at its December 4, 2006 regular City Council meeting to demand the full discretion of hiring a training consultant for the Lincoln Police Department for a maximum fee cost of $10,000. Alderman Bill Prather, who was absent the week before the City Council workshop meeting and the executive session meeting, didn't thoroughly understand at the time what he was making the motion for, and he hadn't contacted Mayor Davis prior to the meeting to get clarification for that matter. Made the motion was seconded and approved unanimously by the Lincoln City Council. The individual, Stuart Erlenbush, is a retired Illinois State Police Lieutenant and Commander of 2 criminal investigation units, 2 drug task forces, 5 years internal affairs, and 8 months with the inspection and audit unit with the Illinois State Police. He was hired effective December 4, 2006 on an hourly basis of $80 per hour with travel and per diem if warranted, at a total cap expenditure of $10,000. Mr. Erwin Bush began working immediately in the following areas. He reviewed the City Council, City of Lincoln Police Department's Policy and Procedures Manual, and made suggestions and recommendations for improvement and clarification. The Fraternal Order of Police contract and made suggestions and recommendations for improvement and clarification. And the Fire and Police Commissioner's Manual. Mr. Erwin Bush interviewed pertinent individuals, Mayor Davis, Logan County Sheriff Steve Nichols, former Lincoln Police Chief Ron Robbins, Police Chief Bob Rollins, Sergeant Mike Luster of the Illinois State Police, at least 3 meetings, including an in-depth 3.5-hour interview meeting with State's Attorney Tim Hewitt, First Assistant State's Attorney Chamberlain, and Second Assistant State's Attorney Mark Rowe, and interviews with Lincoln Police Department Assistant Chief Harley Mullins, police officers and staff, Logan County Sheriff's Office deputies, City Attorney Bill Bates, and others as he saw appropriate. Mr. Earl Bush has met frequently, daily, and or weekly, as needed, with Mayor Davis, State Attorney Tim Hewitt, Police Chief Rawls, and other pertinent individuals in the course of his audit at the Lincoln Police Department. Mr. Earl Bush's final report will be disseminated to Mayor Davis within the next few weeks. This report will only pertain to those policy and procedures Mr. Earl Bush is recommending be updated, deleted, or clarified, and his recommendations for additional training in the Lincoln Police Department Chief, Assistant Chief, officers, and staff need to undertake to be more effective in their overall job performance. Mr. Earl Bush's purview was not to do an investigation of the Lincoln Police Department, but to give Mayor Davis, the Lincoln City Council, and City Attorney Bates their current status recommendations regarding the Lincoln Police Department. Any additional information, if you'd like to know more from this consultant, will be routed through me, and you can get me at MayorBethDavis@yahoo.com or call City Hall. requires Logan County State's Attorney to impute divulging confidential information and inflammatory allegations in a memorandum he wrote and presented to Mayor Davis and City Attorney Bates, and what the City of Lincoln believed was a good faith effort on the state's attorney's part in an attempt to improve training techniques and police procedures within the Lincoln Police Department, and then on his own volition giving a copy of the memorandum to the Lincoln Courier newspaper to expedite matters when he personally didn't believe any of his allegations were being addressed was very wrong, and I believe of a political nature. According to Mr. Hewitt, on December 12, 2006, he gave the 8-page memorandum in the Lincoln Courier newspaper in its entirety. The names of citizens, victims, minors, perpetrators, Lincoln Police Department chief officers and retired officers, case numbers, and other confidential information regarding current ongoing cases, dismissed cases, and minor children's cases were not blacked out in an effort to protect the innocent. The Lincoln Courier newspaper reporters did not inform Mayor Davis about the newspaper's receipt of the allegations memorandum until February 15, 2007, 2 months later. The Lincoln Courier newspaper managing editor Jeff Nelson is accusing Mayor Davis, City Attorney Bill Bates, and the Lincoln City Council of sitting on the memorandum for 6 months. But in fact, the Lincoln Courier newspaper itself held the document from the public for 2 months itself. Mayor Davis and City Attorney Bates would have responded to the Lincoln Courier newspaper with the same answer. It is an ongoing audit, and an entity with sound management and possession of best business practices does not announce in advance to the public it is going to conduct an internal audit, especially one of highly inflammatory information, unsubstantiated allegations, and confidential names and cases mentioned. State Attorney Hewitt knew the City of Lincoln was diligently pursuing answers to his memorandum's allegations, and he consciously made the decision to forward that memorandum to the public for personal gain. Why? Why State Attorney Tim Hewitt? This is the question both City Attorney Bill Bates and Mayor Davis have personally asked State Attorney Tim Hewitt. He told the mayor on February 23rd his reason for doing so was because he didn't believe things were getting done fast enough in the Lincoln Police Department. And he told Mr. Bates a similar story. The state attorney also told Mayor Davis in the February 23, 2007 telephone conversation, he later called Lincoln Courier newspaper managing editor Jeff Nelson and requested he not publish the memorandum. But Jeff responded, the memorandum was sent to the newspaper, and he was going to publish it. I replied to Mr. Hewitt that I hoped the names and case numbers and confidential information were blacked out, or the memorandum would not be printed in its entirety. Mayor Davis then telephoned Lincoln Courier newspaper managing editor Jeff Nelson and respectfully but strongly requested he not print the memorandum in its entirety or at least black out the specific names, case numbers, and inflammatory details if the memorandum was going to be published. The following is Mayor Davis's take on this entire scenario. Please bear with me a little bit longer. Item 1. Logan County State Attorney Timothy J. Hewitt is a sworn attorney licensed to practice law in the state of Illinois. Number 2, State Attorney Hewitt is an elected official, one who has sworn in his oath of office to uphold the law within the state of Illinois and Logan County, which means to uphold the law and protect the citizens of this county. I believe that includes all the citizens of this great county and the City of Lincoln Police Department. Number 3, whatever happened to the meanings of due process and what is presumed innocent until proven guilty? What about the issues of state's attorneys Hewitt and the Lincoln Courier newspaper printing the entire 8-page memorandum, accusing individuals in our community of various crimes, acts, failures, etc., without due process first being served? Mr. Hewitt and Lincoln Courier newspaper managing editor Jeff Nelson have taken it upon themselves to act as judge, jury, and sentencer by printing the inflammatory memorandum in its entirety. Let us remember these are only Mr. Hewitt's opinions. He is not trained in police procedures. He has not attended and been certified in police training. He is an elected official with an opinion. One of these highly publicized cases is not scheduled to go to trial until March 29, 2007, and it is smeared all across Central and Northern Illinois, or carried by other yet unknown newspapers. Mayor Davis was contacted by a retired police officer from Rockford, Illinois, who read it in his local newspaper this past week. What about the reputations of these should-be-presumed innocent individuals, including but not limited to the victims, the minors, police department chief, officers, and staff, who Mr. Hewitt is alleging improprieties, and the family. What about City Attorney Bill Bates and Mayor Davis' reputation for being smeared all over the state and elsewhere? The only thing my taunters can agree with me, Mayor Davis, regarding this issue is that I can keep a secret. The public needs to be made aware that this is not the first form of criticism Mayor Davis has had to endure over the past 9 years with the Lincoln Courier newspaper, specifically with managing editor Jeff Nelson and reporter Dan Tackett, and their continuous bend to attack the mayor with unwarranted, verbose negativity. Mayor Davis has big shoulders and can take it, but what of the innocent minor children, victims and police personnel maligned and exploited in this prideful attempt to look productive? It was bad enough that Mr. Hewitt delivered his memorandum to the Lincoln Courier newspaper for publication intact, rather than first blacking out the names and case numbers and inflammatory information. But then Lincoln Courier newspaper managing editor Jeff Nelson made the conscious and informed decision of printing the newspaper in its entirety, as well as forwarding it to the State Journal Register newspaper, which in turn published the memorandum as well. The Lincoln Police Department is State's attorney. Hewitt's legs and arms out in the community, it is the responsibility for Mr. Hewitt to work with the Lincoln Police Department and other police departments in the county for betterment of the citizens of this community. I am the mayor, and I am doing my job. I assure the citizens of this community each and every allegation will be addressed in a professional manner. Thank you very much. Moving on. Bids. Under presentation of ordinances and resolutions, item A is a resolution for the improvement of the Kankakee Street Railroad Trust. Alderman Knight.
Yes, would the clerk please read the resolution?
It is resolved by the Council of the City of Lincoln, Illinois, that the following described streets be improved under the Highway Code. Kankakee Street on the Canadian National Railroad Traffic. Be further resolved, one, that the proposed improvement shall consist of automatic flashing light signals and gates with a bell, and shall be and be designated as section 07-00093-00-IC. Two, that there be is hereby appropriated the sum of $22,028 and those funds for the improvement of said section from the municipality's allotments of motor fuel tax funds. Three, that work shall be done by contract, and be further resolved that the clerk is hereby directed to transmit two certified copies of this resolution to the district office of the Department of Transportation.
I make a motion to accept the resolution for the improvement of the Kankakee Street Railroad crossing.
I second the motion.
Motion made by Alderman Knight, seconded by Alderman Rolfe. Is there any discussion on this issue? Roll call, please. Mr. Rolfe?
Yes.
Mr. Armbrust?
Yes.
Mr. Prager?
Yes.
Mr. Huskin?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson?
Yes.
Mrs. Horn?
Yes.
Mrs. Stitz?
Yes.
Mr. Busby?
Yes.
Mr. Grain?
Yes.
Mrs. Michael?
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you. Item 8, under claims, presentations, readings, reference, and reports thereon. Alderman Prager?
Yes, Mayor. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion by roll call on payment and approval of all claims.
Second motion.
Okay. Motion made by Alderman Prager, seconded by Alderman Crane. Any discussion? Roll call, please. Mr. Crane?
Yes.
Mrs. Michael?
Yes.
Mrs. Rawls?
Yes.
Mr. Armbrust?
Yes.
Mr. Prather?
Yes.
Mr. Huskin?
Yes.
Mrs. Anderson?
Yes.
Mrs. Horn?
Yes.
Mrs. Stibbs?
Yes.
Mr. Busby?
Yes.
Okay, thoroughly. Motion carried. Thank you. Item 9, under official reports.
City Clerk's report for February 2007 was handed out at tonight's meeting.
Okay. And there's special report.
We have on file the motor fuel tax audit for 2004 and 2005. And the engineering report for January 2007. I believe the letters, cover letter says January 2006, but the report underneath says January
2007. All right. And I'm finished business under 11A. Mm-hmm. All right. New business, item 12A, would be review planning commission recommendation on Grau Inc. final plat and vote on same. It was tabled November 20th, 2006. Alderman Knight.
For that matter, two matters that I said previously were going to the Planning Commission on the 15th of this month. Are not going to
okay. All right.
All
right. Okay. Item C is approval of agreement, authorization for mayor to sign document, and approval of a proposal for the Pine Street Railroad Trust.
Yes. I make a motion for the approval of the agreement authorization for the mayor to sign the document and approval of the resolution for the McLean Street Railroad Crossing.
I second the motion.
Motion made by Alderman Nyepel, seconded by Alderman Roth. Is there any discussion regarding Alderman Nyepel?
Yes, I just want to mention that this, the repairs on this McLean Street Railroad Crossing will also be paid for on motor fuel tax funds, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Any further comment?
Alderman Duffy?
Through the amount, you don't have to motion.
Yes.
Okay, I'll read you the, I make a motion for the approval of the agreement authorization for the mayor to sign the document and approval of a resolution for the McLean Street Railroad Crossing at a cost of $13,820 to be paid for by motor fuel tax funds.
I second that motion.
Okay. Any further discussion regarding, roll call please. Mrs. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Mr. Prater?
Yes.
Mr. Hoskins?
Yes.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Mrs. Horn?
Yes.
Mrs. Tisch?
Yes.
Mr. Guthrie?
Yes.
Mr. Crane?
Yes.
Mrs. Nyepel?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried. Item C, approval to hire a new police officer to the police department. Alderman Hoskins?
Yes, Mayor, I make a motion to hire a new police officer and for him to start his first day of work would be March 30th, which is on Friday.
Friday, March 30th would be the first day?
Yes.
Okay. Motion. Motion made by Alderman Hoskins, seconded by Alderman Horn. Alderman Duffy?
We have a name. First person on the list.
First person.
I don't know. I didn't know that. Do you know? I didn't call it.
So that's Mr. DeBoer.
What is it?
DeBoer.
DeBoer. Okay. Any further discussion? Alderman Hoskins?
That's what I mentioned. We're just, the new hiring, we're hiring, it's replacing one that we have lost back on.
Yes, not hiring.
Right.
Yes.
This thing, we got a class coming up right away.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was starting class April 2nd.
Okay. All right.
Last, right.
Roll call please. Mrs. Horn?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Guthrie?
Yes.
Mr. Crane?
Yes.
Mrs. Nyepel?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Andrews?
Yes.
Prather?
Yes.
Mr. Hoskins?
Yes.
Ms. Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? Motion carried. For the council. Yes. Alderman Horn?
Yes, Mayor, I would like to schedule a 5:30 insurance committee meeting on Tuesday, April 10th to discuss the bids for the insurance packages and the recommendation of our consultant. We also have a meeting of Marty's committee on that day at 6, so.
For 6:30, so. Okay, Tuesday, April 10th. Okay, at 6 o'clock. 5:30. Okay. I realized that I had talked to the insurance consultant. He had looked at his recommendation already by that day.
Yeah, I'm talking.
looking for?
I'll take it tomorrow.
Okay.
You know, I got every single one of them.
About time. Yeah, so it's been kind of nice.